Well, that is part of the concern because right now it is also a drainage area.
So why is it important to you as a nearby resident to make sure that this area stays undeveloped?
So that's where I could probably speak a little bit more from the heart. And I spent a lot of time researching neighborhoods before deciding to move to this area from Davis Island. And many people are like, you're crazy. Why are you leaving Davis Island? But it got so developed in South Tampa that it just wasn't the same as it used to be. So I looked for areas specifically where they did leave wildlife, where they left woods, where they left wetlands, where they developed and they built, but they consciously made decisions to leave the natural habitats in place in the neighborhoods. So I spent a lot of time making that choice to get here, but once we're here, you know, it's like, gosh, we have to make an effort to preserve that. And frankly, it never occurred to me until I saw on our Nextdoor app the post that this was even an issue. So it's very important to me that we maintain the natural habitat that was the draw for me to move to this area to begin with.
And if people want to find out more, is there a Facebook group or some other way that people can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few key things. One key thing is the Facebook page, which is Save Carrollwoods Wetlands. And Carrollwood is two R's and two L's. And on that page, they can join the group so they can stay updated. They can also sign an electronic petition. And then another really important piece of the puzzle is that there's going to be a zoning hearing on November 18th at 6 p.m. And that's going to be at County Center, second floor, 601 East Kennedy Boulevard. And there will be more information about that meeting on the Facebook page.